The voice on the intercom spoke in rapid Italian. Langdon didn't catch what it said, but he did catch the two doctors exchanging a look of surprise. Or is it alarm?
Momento,
Marconi replied, ending the conversation. What's going on? Langdon asked. Dr. Brooks' eyes seemed to narrow a bit. That was the ICU receptionist. Someone's here to visit you. A ray of hope cut through Langdon's grogginess. That's good news. Maybe this person knows what happened to me. She looked uncertain. It's just odd that someone's here. We didn't have your name, and you're not even registered in the system yet. Langdon battled the sedatives and awkwardly hoisted himself upright in his bed. If someone knows I'm here, that person must know what happened. Dr. Brooks glanced at Dr. Marconi, who immediately shook his head and tapped his watch. She turned back to Langdon. This is the ICU, she explained. Nobody is allowed in until 9 a.m. at the earliest. In a moment, Dr. Marconi will go out and see who the visitor is and what he or she wants.
What about what I want? Langdon demanded.
Dr. Brooks smiled patiently and lowered her voice, leaning closer. Mr. Langdon, there are some things you don't know about last night, about what happened to you. And before you speak to anyone, I think it's only fair that you have all the facts. Unfortunately, I don't think you're strong enough yet to—
What facts?
Langdon demanded, struggling to prop himself higher. The IV in his arm pinched, and his body felt like it weighed several hundred pounds.
All I know is I'm in a Florence hospital, and I arrived repeating the words very sorry.
A frightening thought now occurred to him.
Was I responsible for a car accident?
Langdon asked.
Did I hurt someone?
No, no, she said. I don't believe so.
Then what?
Langdon insisted, eyeing both doctors furiously.
I have a right to know what's going on.
There was a long silence, and Dr. Marconi finally gave his attractive young colleague a reluctant nod. Dr. Brooks exhaled and moved closer to his bedside.
Okay, let me tell you what I know, and you'll listen calmly, agreed?
Langdon nodded, the head movement sending a jolt of pain radiating through his skull. He ignored it, eager for answers.
The first thing is this. Your head wound was not caused by an accident.
Well, that's a relief.
Not really. Your wound, in fact, was caused by a bullet.
Langdon's heart monitor pinged faster.
I beg your pardon?
Dr. Brooks spoke steadily but quickly.
A bullet grazed the top of your skull and most likely gave you a concussion. You're very lucky to be alive. An inch lower and...
She shook her head. Langdon stared at her in disbelief.
Someone shot me?
Angry voices erupted in the hall as an argument broke out. It sounded as if whoever had arrived to visit Langdon did not want to wait. Almost immediately, Langdon heard a heavy door at the far end of the hallway burst open. He watched until he saw a figure approaching down the corridor. The woman was dressed entirely in black leather. She was toned and strong with dark, spiked hair. She moved effortlessly, as if her feet weren't touching the ground, and she was headed directly for Langdon's room. Without hesitation, Dr. Marconi stepped into the open doorway to block the visitor's passage.
Ferma,
the man commanded, holding out his palm like a policeman. The stranger, without breaking stride, produced a silenced handgun. She aimed directly at Dr. Marconi's chest and fired. There was a staccato hiss. Langdon watched in horror as Dr. Marconi staggered backward into the room, falling to the floor, clutching his chest. His white lab coat drenched in blood.